So obviously the big question is the heat. What are your thoughts about the forecast for Monday and how it might affect the race?
Yeah, I was actually reviewing some of the scientific literature on that this morning, which comes from the Army Lab in Natick. Those guys know everything about the heat. And they predict if the weather is what we're hearing, that the men will run, men and women will run 3 or 4% slower, which is 4 or 5 minutes. And the middle packers, you know, they're out there longer and it's getting warmer, so it's going to be 10 or 15 minutes for them. I think everybody can run fine as long as they adjust pace from step one.
The BAA, though, seems to be taking it very seriously, setting some different kinds of rules, not really different kinds of rules, but saying, you know, people that have any kind of medical conditions, you know, really shouldn't run.
I think the BAA is worried about a large number of people needing hospital care and flooding the local hospitals and creating a public health disturbance. I certainly hope that won't happen. I don't think it will. I think the vast majority of people in this race are smart and experienced and will do the appropriate thing, but we'll have to wait and hope for the best.
What do you think about the men's race? How do you see that shaping up with Jeffrey Mutai back to try to defend his title, and also the fact that the Kenyan Olympic team hasn't been picked yet? He must feel like he has to win here to make the team.
I'm sure that he feels that he has to win. He also feels that he has to run a fast time because it's almost sure that 4 or 5 of his countrymen will next weekend in London where it won't be 90 degrees. So it's a lot of pressure on Jeffrey Mutai. I think right now he's the best marathoner in the world, but with the Kenyans having such a tidal wave of great marathoners, you never hold that title for more than about 6 months or so. So Jeffrey and every other Kenyan marathoner has got to produce this April to make it to the Olympics.
You wrote a blog post recently about the Olympic marathon and how right now each country sends 3 runners to the Olympic marathon, and maybe that's not the best system. Could you lay out what you think might be a better system?
That was a provocative blog. It was one of those things just to point out a situation and to get people excited or upset or something. I don't think the Olympics are going to change from the 3 people per country, but it is a fact that there will only be 3 Kenyan men in the Olympic marathon. There are 13 fast Kenyan men here. There are 5 or 6 even faster Kenyan men in London. So we can't say that the Olympic marathon has the best runners in the world. It only has 3 from each country. It would be interesting to have an event where you had 10 or 20 of the best in the world on the starting line, and then you could really call it something very special.